This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 10th, 2022. We're in hour two of the broadcast and taking your phone calls all this hour. Support Republic Broadcasting. It takes money to run the network. If you enjoy this broadcast, donate, say so. Ask for nothing. But if you enjoy and you listen a lot, or if you listen a little, donate to the network and keep the work of John Stattmiller alive and well. Going to the phones, we have got Paul in New Jersey, Tony, Daryl, Tom, and Bruce coming up. Paul, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Good morning, Farron. Concerning the royal family, the royal family and the existence of the royal family in Britain runs contrary to the biblical principle that says in the Bible that from your own people you shall choose your king. The fact is the royal family is illegitimate because they're descended from German migrants. They're not native British people. So what I think is what Britain should do, of course, is throw the migrants out first. But in a sense, since your country is run by migrants or you have migrant rulers, no wonder why Queen Elizabeth seems eager to accept migrants. You know, so that way she can divide up the native, the real British people, and divide them up and have them fighting with now the Indians and blacks they get out of Africa and India, respectively. But I recommend to the British people that they should, go through some of the peat bogs and dig up the oldest corpses they can find and run a DNA test and find whoever is closest to those old corpses. They should grant those people as the new monarchy and coronate them instead of these interlopers they have over there. Now, fair enough. Despite what Alex Jones says, one thing you can say about King Charles is he's a very, very nice man, Baron. Because, any prince worth his salt would have smothered Queen Elizabeth with a pillow decades ago and taken over power. But he didn't. You know, and you have to wonder, Charles, he was able to have his wife murdered. I mean, that was bad pickings. He should have gone after his mother and then resumed the throne. Because, listen, if you look at English history, they're constantly murdering each other off, brothers, sisters, whoever is, you know, if you're the oldest brother, you got to be awfully nervous about your younger brothers. You know, if you're in line to become king. And so, to sum it up, I detested Queen Elizabeth. Just as I detest any person in power who's been presided, in her case, over her country for the past 70 years, and she basically imported millions of people from the former colonies, non-whites, you know, from Africa and Britain and elsewhere in the Caribbean. And she's done nothing the whole time, right? She allowed these Muslims in, the Muslim migrants. Has she said anything in public? No. Has she maybe taken Boris Johnson behind the woodshed and given him an earful, or Liz Truss an earful before she, came to power? No, she does nothing. So clearly this woman approves of this diversifying of Britain, and so therefore I'm glad she's gone. Good riddance. And on that note, Farron, have a good day.
Hey, thank you, Paul. Interesting. You know, Tony Blair, going along with the whole Iraq war with W. I used to say I was surprised that the people in Ungrate went along with this monarchy still and went out in the streets and gave a rat's ass when they combined their pumpkin carriage. But these days, nah, I'm not too surprised. But yeah, her reign, as I said earlier last hour, and Paul just reiterated, during 70 years, the country just went straight down, you know. Tony in Chicago. Tony, how are you doing? What's on your mom?
Okay. Baron, you're familiar with the website RenegadeTribune.com?
I am. I haven't looked at it in a while, but yes, I am.
Yeah, well, you know, there's Kyle put a, it's towards the bottom of the page now, a article about, there's pictures of, this whoever is playing Biden. Okay, the earlobes are just totally different and distinctive. You got two Bidens there. It's side by side. The earlobes are just totally different. The chins are different. Okay, I mean, you know, this guy that's, they're putting up there to be the president is not the real Joe Biden. I mean, maybe one of them is, and then the guy has a double, but I mean, you know, we don't even know who was up there making that speech. What was it, 2 weeks ago, you know, in Philadelphia with the red light? We don't have a clue. This whole charade that's going on, this Jew-run communist revolution that we've fallen, you know, they've taken over the country now, and they're implementing the red terror. I mean, this is just a scam. I mean, and people aren't saying anything about it.
Give me one second. Tony, let me interject this right here. It's been a while, and I always have a hard time gauging time on the broadcast, but 6 or 8 weeks ago, I mentioned a video that was on BitChute. I'm looking at the Renegade Tribune right now, and it was a short, I don't know, 3-5 minute video that went into exactly what you're talking about with the ears and the forehead and the eyes. And I'm looking at the pictures that's on, it's RenegadeTribune.com, and it's like he said, it's fell down a little bit, but there is some very good questions asked right here. But go ahead, sorry for interrupting, go ahead, sir.
Just one other thing, and then just one short thing. You know, the term, I'm sure you've heard of the term, Amalek, A-M-A-L-E-K, I guess in the Old Testament Bible, which is, it's a one of many Taurus scrolls. You got, it's all, people need to go to BitChute. People need to go to BitChute and Amalek. You got rabbi after rabbi. This is nothing new. I've mentioned this before. Esau, Edom, you know, and I really don't, I don't know the Bible well. Most of what I know about the Bible is what I learned from Pastor Eli James. Even live in Chicago anymore. I just get to the point. I mean, you just got a rabbi after rabbi after rabbi. I mean, there's just so many of them, you know, that Amalek, you know, the eternal enemy of the Jews is Rome, Europe, the United States. They come right. It has to be destroyed. And not only does it have to be destroyed, the memory of Amalek needs to be blotted out. Am I still on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're coming in fine now.
Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing that these people in synagogues all over this nation in Europe, this genocidal doctrine out against the white European race, and we just sit there and ignore it. Nothing said. Oh, it's anti-Semitism if you bring it up. And it's just video after video after video. It's just mind-boggling. And that's exactly what's taking place right now in this country in Europe. Europeans are going to fight it. We're just sitting around doing nothing. I mean, that's what just flips me out. And I know this is going, I mean, and this is not the only place where this would be happening. You know, there's two worlds. You go to cyberspace and you sit on a computer these days and you just watch this, what's going on. It blows you away. It blows your mind away. I mean, you just get so enraged at what's going on. And then you go out in public, you go to bars, you go to the gym, and you know, you can go out in public and these white people are just in some screwed up state of mind. They don't have a clue. They'll never have a clue until they're, you know, halfway starved or halfway dead. You know, it's just amazing what has become of this nation and its white population. So Anyway, it's enough to really drive any sane person like myself. It's enough to drive you crazy, because when you just the two different worlds, it's just mind boggling. And we're going down quick. Anyway, they're sending the illegals up here. They sent a group out to a hotel somewhere in one of the white suburbs out in DuPage County. I may paint some signs up and get out there today or tomorrow. Was supposed to go to Florida, but the truck didn't show up to pick up my car. Someone has to protest this invasion. That's another thing. We're being invaded. No one's out there anyway. They're sending these people all over the country, putting them in hotels, $3,000 a month. Nothing's happening. No one's saying a word about it.
And, Tony, I had read in the news where Mayor Lightweight was busing them out into the suburbs of Chicago.
Well, that's good. That's good, because then I can go out and protest, okay, and instead of Hampton Inn, and I don't have to worry about getting my head caved in. Okay? So that's,
yeah,
okay,
that's true.
With me. Put them in an area where I can protest them. I let you go. Now, whether I do it or not, I'm just in a mood. Someone out of this whole, do you realize what's happening out of it? They've run 5 million of these people into this country the last year and a half, and yeah, nowhere in this country has there been protest in front of these hotels where they're keeping them. I mean, what is going? It's just, like I said, it's enough to drive a sane person totally insane when you see what's coming down in this country. We're just spiraling towards just a total destruction and collapse. It's all the Jews' religion, okay? They're doing it. And people are just sitting there, I'm not going to bother. That doesn't do any good. Or they don't even want to talk about it. All right, I'll let you go.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tony. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Daryl in Canada and Tom, Bruce, and Alan coming up. Daryl, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Tony's funny. He's great. Love that guy. Yeah, the stuff he was talking about, Adam Green has a lot of stuff on BitChute. I haven't watched him for a while, but yeah, he covers a lot of stuff Tony was talking about. Speaking of what you were talking about, that Israeli homosexual there, Noah Harari, man, and George Schwartz, I should say his real name, two of the tribe, of course, every single time. Looking at it from a worldview, they are the two of the most evil human beings on the face of the earth, along with even this guy here in North America here. You're another triber, Alexander Mayorkas. He used the term burden in relation to illegals. Well, for every $1 an illegal contributes through services or taxes, etc., these aliens take 10 to 1. That was in a study about 5 years ago, so... It's just a tremendous burden the other way for taxpayers. And, of course, that's only going to get worse with all the... I think if a Dem wins in 2024, I think, as I said before, 50 million, I believe, by January 29th, 2029, if 2024 goes blue, is going to be aliens coming in. Those three incidents in Memphis... that's the quickest way you're going to start a race war. And there's two of those guys that are at large waving their guns around. I couldn't understand a word they said, maybe 10%, because they were speaking Ebonic. So I needed a translator. But from what I got, they were going to kill, it's pretty simple, they're going to kill more white people. And it's no surprise with the anti-white narrative going on and Biden screaming in front of his devil worship throne there in Philadelphia the other day. I could see, but, you know, I'd be careful what you wish for, you guys. We can shoot straight, so be careful of that. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, Health Canada. Yesterday they approved a Pfizer shots for 6 months to four-year-olds. And three doses, no less, 3 weeks apart. Just, like you said, invest in coffins in Canada. That would be a good one. Our bisexual tyrant up here is ready for this winter to do his thing. And I can see why, you know. I can honestly see why he's probably going to, with about, you know, I don't know, what, 80% minimum of the lemmings up here. Their immune system is shot. So anything, any normal thing that gets you, a lot of people, you know, in the wintertime around the world that is a little bit cold and you're congregating inside. So he's got something there. The people are going to be a lot worse off this winter than last winter, even if it's something that's very mild. So he might be right about that. I saw an article the other day about 91% of Biden voters are jabbed. 66% of Trump and 39% of independents in 2020 have the jab, at least one dose. And white liberal women are the highest jabbed of all. They're like 70% or something like that. And these liberal women, in this article, I just couldn't believe I was seeing this. I knew they were bad, but these liberal women, I hope people are sitting down here, they think three particular things. They believe that whites are more lazy and malingering compared to blacks. They think that whites are more violent than blacks. And the pièce de résistance, the best for last, they believe that whites are less intelligent than blacks. And they also believe, one in five of them believe that men can get pregnant, right?
Well, you know what that's called? That's called succumb to the propaganda. When they've got them that far gone, like I said last week, Daryl, you remember in the movie 1984 where they were holding up the fingers and making them, you know, holding up four fingers and or whatever and making them say they only see three. That's where we're at. And the transgenderism with the men can lactate and all the rest is the proof. It's really surreal. It's unbelievable, really, that we've gotten to this point of idiocracy.
Yeah, and they wonder why we call them libtards. You know, the news media, I mean, like you say, pop culture, movies, TV advertisement, a recent poll of blacks said that they think that 40 to 45% of America is black because they watch TV. They watch the commercials. And people don't mention this a lot, but listen to these voiceovers for these commercials. I don't watch commercials on TV. I see them on YouTube and other things when I watch it. But a lot of they're way, way out of proportion. Should be one in seven. But that's why they see it in pop culture when they're only 13% of the population. So it's a very easy thing to say. Yeah, you mentioned the clots before. That new Moderna and Pfizer booster, it contains about 50-50, apparently. I was looking into it. It contains about 50% of the original dose that was back in late 2020 when it started, and 50% of the Omicron. It's all mRNA spike protein, though, so it puts Operation Warp Speed to shame, though. I mean, this is the fastest roller. It's like Muhammad Ali used to say, of all time, and they tested it on 6 to 8 mice. 6 to 8 mice, Farron. They didn't even use monkeys.
And they're admitting that, too, Daryl. That's what they are admitting, that there's no clinical trials on humans. It's completely untested, and they're saying, give this to children. Everybody run out, like the video I played of Trudeau. We got to get 85, 90% of the people vaccinated. Turn a blind eye to this, sudden adult death syndrome. I tell you, what really has jaded me is what the people have been willing to do and put up with regards to COVID-19.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly. And Walensky, she was asked in a Zoom call with the CDC, even though they didn't get too many questions to her, she was asked why wasn't this conducted on human trials? And she said something, I'll paraphrase here, but maybe it's pretty much a quote. America does not have time. I wrote this down. America does not have time to wait for such things as a human trial. What could go wrong?
And with something that has been proven, if it all exists and it's a flu, it's got about a 99% recovery rate, and children don't even get it. And look at what they've done to the abuse that children in school with masks and all the rest of it, trying to learn from home, shutdowns, lockdowns. And I'm with Tony. Just what they done to children with COVID, you'd think the people would be out in the streets protesting. But
right,
they don't.
Exactly. Go ahead.
But they don't. They don't. They just take it, and then they take more. It's the most compliant, subservient society beyond my wildest dreams.
I hear your music.
All right, thank you, Daryl. Thank you so much for the phone call. And we'll come back. Tom, Bruce, Alan, and Rick coming up. Back in a moment.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Alternative Media, being in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. We've got Tom in Florida, Bruce, Allen, Rick, and Miles coming up. Tom, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Yes, fair. Can you hear me? Good morning to you.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, good morning. All great calls. Everybody you made called in was great calls. The wonderful calls. And to Paul's point about England, with Queen Elizabeth has done Great Britain or England, whatever how you want to call it, UK. She destroyed the place, okay? She did destroy that place. She's, by the way, this guy, King Charles, got two bodyguards. They had him on the news. They're Hindu Indians from, that's who's protecting the crown jewels and everything. You know, go figure it out. To Paul's point, I got to go to this. The Germans were the first eight kings that sat on the throne of England. They didn't speak English. They spoke German. Okay, so just so you know that. The first five kings on that throne were German speaking. And from the House of Hanoverian. And by the way, Hitler, he was trying to he could have knocked out England real quick, but I don't know why he didn't do it, but he did it. And that's what cost him the war, because he would have froze out everything if he would have took over England. I told that to Michael Farrell, but he went the other way. He went against the right white I don't know, the Slavic Russians, whatever you want to call them. But anyway, that's not what I really called about your show, Baron. I did call about first off. And to Daryl's point, he made great points. And Tony, of course, always from Chicago. I don't want Tony to know. I have a nephew who lives out in Plainview, Illinois, And he told me that the people, the whites over there, are not going to tolerate this nonsense. They're, you know, all his buddies. They're all PO'd. They're PO'd big time, Farron. They already know what this Lightfoot's going to try to do to the white suburbs out there. And I don't know if you remember back in the 30s and in the 40s, there was a boom, the boom in Illinois. Maybe Tony can talk about that some. I'm sure he knows probably a lot more about that than I do. But they didn't tolerate nonsense. But you know what? All those, most of the people from Illinois have ran over to Arizona or they're in Florida. They're all leaving that whole state. That whole state's a disaster area. We got Tenderfoot, Beetlejuice running the whole show. It's crazy. But now, Farron, here's what I want to get talking about. And we're talking about immigration. Nobody's brought this up on your show. You know how much each one of these illegal aliens are getting paid by the federal government? Farron, do you have any idea?
I do not.
It was $27,000. I want to repeat that. $27,000 each one of these illegal aliens. I don't care if they're – I think they have to be over 18. I didn't go into the in-depth about as far as if they're under 18. But anybody 18 or over and coming into the border in the United States is getting from the federal government of the United States is getting $27,000, Farron. They get furniture vouchers. They get food stamps. They get medical cards. They get everything that you cannot believe what they're getting. That's just the beginning. That's not even counting how much it's costing all the taxpayers in this country to teach these people English. And, you know, a lot of guys in RBN used to call, bash me, go, Tom. Tom's crazy. That's all everyone wants to talk about, immigration. Hey, gentlemen, the chickens are coming home to roost, okay? They're coming home to roost now. Because I was right 4 or 5 years ago when I was calling Michael Rivero's show. 4 years ago, I was talking about the invasion, what's going to happen. Look what's happened. They put a dirty communist Bolshevik Marxist as president. That thing he had, that speech in Philadelphia, looked like an Antifa rally. The flag looked like some out of Antifa. Okay, who's kidding who here? This is all by Zog, the Zionist occupational government, and their Shabbos going stooges, and that's what's happening here. We are being overrun by 2%, and if you want to throw in the 13%, it's 15% if you add it up, and they're going to try to take us down no matter what, because I'll tell you why, Farron. I figured it all out. In World War II, Adolf Hitler was trying to get the Aryan nations, right? The Aryan nations consisted of the Russians, the English, the Irish, the Scottish, the United States, the French, everybody. And because Hitler was trying to make, I don't want to use the word they always try to use. He never, a better race. He was trying to make a better race, I guess. These Jews wanted to always say, no, we're the chosen ones. We're the master race. This is all what this is about. They don't believe in, like Tony said, they're the Christ killers. They do not believe in Jesus Christ. And how you get rid of this, Farron, and how we win this, is saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind thee. For in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind thee, because you're going to take you double duplex for not believing. And that's the problem here. That's the problem here. A lot of people got away from religion. This country's not religious anymore. So you're allowing homosexuality to run rampant. You're allowing abortion. Oh, abortion is great at 9 months. To pull a baby out at 9 months and kill it. What kind of, you think that's a, God can be ruthless, and he is being ruthless right now in this country. If we do go to warfare, and I do believe with Russia, we are going to get our asses handed to us, because they're going to, hey, nobody's going to win. The cockroaches will win, Farron. The cucarachas will win, but the Zog agents are going to be exposed for their filth. And you know, Farron, ask yourself this. Would the state of Israel ever allow 5 million Arabs from Saudi Arabia to go into Tel Aviv or Jerusalem to squat and give them free money? Would the Israeli government, would Mossad allow that? Farron, tell me. I'd like to hear what your opinion on that is. Would they allow 5 million, 10 million? Why don't we take 10 million of these Central Americans and ship them over to Israel? They can all convert to Judaism. What do you think?
Oh, well, you know, that's why the wall around Israel is permissible and, you know, is justified, but a wall in America is racist and, you know, not allowed. I mean, you don't see Israel and you don't see a bunch of other countries. You don't see China going to Haiti to bring back people because they think that that's going to enrich their country. They just, you know, they know better.
Yeah, can I hold on, Farron? I wanted to say one more thing.
Yep. We'll wrap it up on the other side of the break. Then we've got Alan patiently holding Rick and Miles. I'll get to everyone back in a moment.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Another holiday weekend is marred by deaths. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Two dead in Norfolk, three shot in Brooklyn, and seven dead are among the 46 shot in Chicago over the holiday weekend. Some will say we need gun control to stop mass shootings, but not so fast there, gun grabbers. Gun control didn't stop the 10 dead and 15 injured in mass stabbing events in Canada over the weekend. Guns are tools, just like knives, and also just like knives, they can be misused for evil. In fact, so can household chemicals, cars, fertilizer, prescription drugs, and many other things that we use every day. We need to focus on the real problems, criminals and evil. Fix the morality of society, and that'll do a lot more to stop violence than taking away a tool. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Man in the studio. Let me give you the last word, Tom. Then we're going to grab Bruce, Allen, Rick, and Miles. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, well, first off, I hope Jim from New York calls in. He's another great call. We need him to call in, too. And we need to unite our like in the movie Braveheart, Aaron, we need to unite the clan. We need to unite us, the clans with the K. We need to unite us. We need to unite every white male that's going to be awake, woken up to this nonsensical nincompoop stuff we got going on. And get back to Joe bumbling, buffoon, imbecile, dirty Irish Biden. Farron, do you think that if Donald Trump would have gave that speech the other night like he did, do you think Donald Trump would be not be in handcuffs? They wouldn't have arrested him? Donald Trump, if he would have gave the same speech that Biden gave against the Democrats?
Probably arrested for hate crime charges. Certainly impeached for a third time if he was holding office and Democrats were in the majority.
He would definitely be impeached. But here's what I want to go back to. Let's go back to England real quick. Look what's going to happen to England, because that, they had a thing. I read this like maybe a year ago in the USA Today newspaper. The native British white people are not even breeding back their population barely, except Harry and William. They're having kids because I guess they can afford it. But the average person, white guy in England, he can't even afford it. And by the way, Farron, you ever heard of a heavyweight fighter called Tyson Fury?
Oh, yeah, I saw what he said, yeah.
You saw what he said? You hear Tyson Fury's telling the Queen of England? And then it's funny, he said that like 2 weeks ago, and she's dead. He's basically throwing out the whole monarchy that you people are destroying this country. And I have two friends that live in England, and they told me the same exact thing that Tyson Fury said 2 weeks ago. They told me 2 years ago that England has been invaded, the white women, they're raping is going on like crazy. One of the callers called it Rivero Show, Michael Rivero Show yesterday, and said it from Sweden, great caller from Sweden. He's saying the women over there are getting raped like crazy. Norway and all these, their hordes are coming in and raping these blonde women. What the hell? They're the Vikings. How, do they allow this crap? Is Putin the last stand for us?
There's a lot of coverage about how sad that is with no-go zones and the whole nine yards. Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you so much. Bruce in Texas, patiently holding. How you doing, Bruce? Hey there, Bruce.
Hello. You hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. This is the 21st anniversary of 9/11, so just I don't want to have a moment of silence. I don't know if we have a moment. But just pause and just think about those people that were killed on that day, murdered, okay? And not just the firefighters and EMTs, the first responders, who went into those towers, but the people who were working there in the floors above the initial explosion, they were trapped, burning, they were jumping out of windows, they couldn't breathe, they were suffocating. We all seen that one girl that was in the hole there looking out, hoping to be safe, and the doors to the roof were locked, which wasn't normally the case. So these incidents set off 20 years of war. And so you have all the millions of people that were killed, wounded, displaced in throughout the Middle East. It's just the greatest crime of our century. And I will never forget it. So I just wanted to state that. And we need to be careful. I mean, I always say this, I guess, but for instance, Alex Jones, on the day that Epstein supposedly killed himself, he did a selfie there in front of an airport. He's on one of his many vacations, and he said that the Chi-Coms killed Epstein. I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding. And so, Biden, if that was a fake Biden, and this is the problem I have with, like, Fetzer came out and said that was a hologram. All right, well, that's a pretty convincing. Was his wife a hologram too? Were the Marines a hologram? I mean, we got to watch out for this stuff. Now, if that was a fake Biden, which I've seen the pictures, and it's questionable to me. I'm not, one side or the other on that. But we can do a voice print analysis. And if the voice print matches, then it's the same Biden. If it doesn't, then it's not. And that's almost like a fingerprint. So. Someone needs to do that. I don't have the technology to do a voice print. But continuing 9/11, have you heard of Dmitry Kalizov?
Yes.
Former Soviet nuclear specialist in the military. And he did a program, I believe it was on BBC, describing how the towers were taken down by a micro nuke. Okay. And I've looked at all sides of this. I looked at the nanothermite. Okay, nanothermite is an aluminum powder mixed in with an iron oxide. It's basically your sparkler, but at a stronger level. They can cut steel, what have you. But just look at what happened. These buildings were exploded apart. Chunks are thrown across the street and impaled to the other building. The top one-third of one of them started coming down towards the street and then exploded in midair. And then you had these pools of molten steel in the basement that lasted there for days, weeks at a time. And then there was a survey of the dust samples that found that there were elements of nuclear fission byproducts there. It couldn't be explained in any other way. And I know people are pretty much lashed to one or the other, but, you had Judy Wood with her and her crowd with, some kind of invisible space beam that took down the buildings. I guess they melted the steel in the basement too. They penetrated this. Look here. There are videos there of actual explosions taking place. In my mind, they're taking out the subfloors, the elevator landing floors. There's two of these to clear out a path for the detonation and also collapsing the tunnels connecting the basement to external roadways. That way the explosion will be self-contained. And so when you look into this, the whole act of 9/11 is even more evil than you really think it is. And just something I wanted to say on this anniversary. Tomorrow, I believe, is the exact date. Me today with you on is the anniversary. I don't know what you have to say about that.
Well, the whole world changed on the events of 9/11, and it did give the justification for war with whomever they chose, the invisible, endless enemy terrorism, and taking away the rights of the people here and surveilling the people here in America with their Patriot Act and some of the other legislation that they passed because of 9/11. And then, yeah, if you look into it, I've looked into all of that, the thermite, Fetzer's particle beam theory and all of it. But the bottom line of it is the government's version is BS. Planes crashing into the building. It wouldn't cause this massive heat in the basement that lasted for weeks. And so it had to be some sort of inside job. World Trade Center 7, we could go through the whole thing. You're very knowledgeable on it. And the great documentaries that's been released. But look how it, and see what gets me about 9/11 is here in this area, the churches were out in the streets, you know, supporting the war. The people couldn't see. I became a 9/11 truther on 9/12. I've said, told the story many times. But I saw immediately that this is some BS, man. This does not, two and two is not making four. But people could not, the vast majority could not, didn't even question nothing. And they were seeing clips like the one I played last hour about Flight 93 where their eyes had to be tough. But anyway, I got too many phone calls to rant on that. Anything else you'd like to add real quick?
Yeah, they said that their excuse for no debris was they went into a mine shaft.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Flight 93 evaporated in, it just happened to hit a mine shaft. Now, if it did hit the mine shaft, wouldn't the wings tear off and be laying in the field? I mean, there's so many different, but the Flight 93.
No.
Go ahead.
No, just like the Pentagon, the wings folded up into itself, you know. Victor Bout was arrested. There's a connection. I sent you a link to an article, to an interview with Dmitry Kalizov. His theory was that was a stolen granite missile that was pulled out of the Russian sub, the Kursk. And it's basically like a flying tank. And whatever hit the Pentagon penetrated six walls, went into the third ring. Okay, just punched a hole right through six walls. Now, what aircraft could do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it just, the 9/11 official story just falls apart with a rudimentary investigation. And those are great points. You know it very well. Thank you so much, Bruce. We got Alan, Rick, Miles, and Tom coming up. Alan, you've been holding. Thank you. What's on your mind?
Morning, Farron. I'll try not to take up too awful much time, but going back to the monarchy, this is something that I recorded just this morning off one of my weird sources, and this is from the word from the mouth of King Chucky III himself. This is real quick here. Just hang on. I hope the volume is right here. Oh, come on.
I am enormously proud of having a Transylvanian great-great-great-grandmother herself descended from Vlad the Impaler, thus giving me at least a small stake in your country. And of the fact that my great-great-aunt was the much-loved Queen Marie of Romania.
From the words of the man himself, if anyone didn't believe his lineage.
Wow, Alan, that's pretty, I did not know that. I knew they were.
And did you hear the little chuckle when he said, it gives me a small stake in your country, and everyone laughed, and he even snickered because Vlad the Impaler, you know, Count Dracula, you know, that was a little, I mean, they make fun of it amongst themselves when they're talking, you know, when they're being honest.
Yeah. That's interesting. I'm glad you played that. It's just, I think about you a lot of times, Alan, when I'm doing these stories that are just totally insane, and that this is the reality in which we live.
Yeah, and this program that I watch, it's in a different language, but they show a family tree from Vlad the Impaler on down, and I'm going to see if I can't enlarge it a little bit and write this down, because it shows, apparently it shows from Vlad the Impaler down to King Chucky now, you know, the lineage and where it's all derived from. So, yeah, I've got to work pretty hard to find information, but I hit some things that really kind of blow the top of my head off at times. So, Anyway, I'll let you get on with your show, Farron. Good as usual.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Alan. Rick in Arizona, how you doing? What's on your mind?
I don't know. How am I coming in on this phone?
So far, so good.
Yeah. You know, we're coming up to the old 9/11. I guess if you listen to Mike Ribeiro, he'll tell you the truth about 9/11. But I'm a firm believer that in 1993, when the buildings were, the foundation was fractured with the first bombing, that property was condemned. I mean, when that foundation was fractured, and that you can see the actual video of it, those buildings had to be emptied. And I'm a firm believer they were emptied on the day, they were emptied the day of the attack. And Ace Baker proves that there were no planes that day. Chopper 5 had the whole panorama of the skyline, and they zoomed in on the towers and the plane hit. And they zoomed back. The plane should have been in the view of the panorama view. Spencer says there's no planes because of a hologram. He doesn't want to blame the media because that's dangerous, but that's total CGI on that day. I think there was nobody in the towers. They emptied the whole thing out over the years. That's why there was no debris. There was nothing there. The thing came down and the exoskeleton collapsed in. You know, you don't need nukes on anything. When you had C4, when that detonates, the gas escapes at 27,000 feet per second. It blows everything to kingdom come. It doesn't matter what it is. People are just unsophisticated. I think the whole city of New York was in on this 9/11 thing. They blame the Israelis for coming over there and wiring the buildings. Wiring those buildings would have taken a couple of years. It had to be right the first time. It couldn't. And plus, if there was people in the buildings, you had to have somebody, you know, hit the plunger. Would that person get cold feet? Would he have said, no, I can't kill these people? I think that buildings were empty that day. And Ace Baker, he proves it. If you want to watch his show, it's The Great American PSYOP. I don't know if it's still on YouTube. You might find it on BitChute. But as far as Tom goes, he wants to know why Hitler didn't take England. It would have been too many casualties. It would have taken too many boats off the rivers to get the soldiers across the channel, and that would have wrecked the economy. And Hitler wasn't really in business of saving white people. He was about the German people. You know, he was about Germany. And, you know, he almost did it when he went into Russia. He almost did it. But as far as anything else goes, transgenderism, that's just capitalism. You know, that's a Jewish business, just like abortion's a Jewish business. I mean, everybody's a possible customer. Pills, the hormone blockers and all that shit, they've cornered the market. That's out of Tel Aviv, Teva Pharmaceuticals. I guess as long as we're in the business of getting money in this country, the Jews will always be in power. You know, capitalism is just getting money, whether it's a DUI or a traffic ticket or getting the rent from somebody or just, you know, just getting money. It's all we do here in this country. And so if that's our objective here, the Jews will always rule. Thanks for taking the call.
Some interesting perspectives, Rick. Miles in Maine. Everybody make it quick. I got everybody on. Running out of time. Go ahead, Miles.
There was no debris. There was nothing there. The thing came down and the exoskeleton collapsed in. You don't need nukes on
Miles?
On XC.
Hey, Miles? Have we got Miles?
Yeah, go right. This is Miles.
Oh, there you are. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. I got to disagree with that last caller because, you know, the British are their cousins, the English. And, you know, Hitler more or less wanted to unify those people. So I agree with Tom on that note. And another item here, you know, Farron, I don't think it matters whether they see three fingers or four, as long as they see the one that counts. And then, you know, we're getting a very, very succinct, you know, imagery here about GATT and NAFTA and why we needed our manufacturing the way it was designed to be, because you're seeing the supply line just lie after lie after lie. I mean, we can't get the product. Oh, the product's here 3 months later. Oh, we can't, nobody will unload the boat. I mean, just ridiculous nonsense. And that's why we didn't need NAFTA. And that alone should be a reason why the Congress and Senate or somebody should be reviewing it and saying, you know, we're going to opt out of this right now. We're in such a significant situation here that we can't afford NAFTA, and we can't afford our country to have a haphazard supply system. And that should be enough to get NAFTA at least on the on these people's scorecard to being removed from any type of agenda that's going on here with it. So, we've seen that this is just a failure and all this kind of stuff. And finally, I'm going to say I agree with Tom. This show needs to be 2 hours, and just trying to get a call in here is like winning the lottery. So, Farron, this show has got to go 2 hours because you just got too many people who love this show and too many that are interested. And even if they at least took the commercials off, heck, that'd give you a little bit more time, but still, you really need 2 hours. Thanks for your show, Farron. Have a great show, and good luck.
Hey, thank you. One thing I want to mention real quick. You know, my understanding, greatest story never told, Hitler refused to bomb civilian populations until after German civilian populations had been bombed for 60 days. Throw that in real quick. Tom in Arizona, patiently holding Dave in the thumb, we'll see. Tom, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hello, Don in Arizona.
Don, okay. Sorry.
Hey, I just want to know one thing. This guy, Dr. Patrick Slattery, is he actually a doctor? They call him Dr. Patrick Slattery. He has a talk show on RBN.
Yeah, I think his doctorate, though, is like maybe in economics. It's not,
He does have a PhD. He does have a PhD, though, huh?
I think so.
Yeah, Hitler could have. He had the British pin there on the beach, and he let him go. He didn't want to. His generals told him to. He wanted to go slow. He should have took all the troops right then, and without invading England, but he would have got all the troops that way. Okay, that's all. I'll let you go.
Hey, thank you so much. Dave in the thumb, most likely going to be the last caller. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, great show. Love it. Thank you. Flight 77 left the airport 77 minutes later. Something hit the Pentagon that was 77 feet tall and sits on the 77th meridian line, and construction for the Pentagon started on 9/11/1941. And Farron, when they come for the golfers, give them the balls. When they come for the golf carts, give them the clubs first, and God help us all.
All right. Hey, thank you. Anything else you'd like to add?
National-assembly.net. National-assembly.net. And LibertyTreeRadio.4MG.com. LibertyTreeRadio.4MG.com. Militia people, assemble and join your militia. Thanks, Farron. Love it.
Hey, thanks, Dave. You know, there's a litany of numerology like that connected with 9/11 and many of these other events as well, but specifically with 9/11. I mean, it's just riddled with it. Off the charts. And I really kind of forgot some of that. And so is, you know,
promote somebody else's show? What? There's a guy on Truth Frequency Radio. He's got a website. Anyway, Zachary K. Hubbard. He is a numerologist of Gematria. It's Gematria.news or GematriaEffect.news. And he's going to be in New York City tomorrow, 9/11. That's where I learned about the 77s. This guy is an idiot savant when it comes to Gematria. He's incredible. And everybody, please check him out because he's doing some incredible exposing. Great work. Just like you. Love it. Thank you.
Well, you know, like Washington Monument's 555 feet tall, which is 6,660 inches. I mean, it just goes on and on, the layout of Washington, D.C., the statue on top of the Capitol building, Persephone. I mean, it just, the occult symbolism and numerology embedded into all of these various events, buildings, construction is staggering when you get into looking into it. And I always find that aspect of it fascinating. PhD in political science, Patrick. Political science. So I was incorrect. I was guessing. I wasn't sure. But some great phone calls. This past week, one thing, a couple of things real quick before we run out of time. Pope Francis has ordered that the Holy See and connected entities move all financial assets to the Institute for Works of Religion, commonly known as the Vatican Bank. That was in the news this past week. I thought that was issued on August 23rd, clarifies the interpretation of the paragraph in the new constitution of the Roman, blah, 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 that within 30 days, everything's supposed to be moved to the Vatican Bank. Makes you wonder if he knows something. And also, Beijing this past week accused Washington of conducting tens of thousands of cyber attacks on Chinese information networks in recent years, including hacking the Northwestern Polytechnical University this past June. Now, you would think maybe that would be some news that would make the news, but of course, this is covered up. RT.com ran the story. In a statement on Monday, China's National Computer Virus Emergency Response Center revealed the results of its joint investigation with 360 Security Technology, Inc., into repeated attacks on the information systems of the government-funded university known for its space research. So those of you that's mentioned the fact that it seems like we're just nearing more war, nuclear conflict. Some of the revelations this past week, RT ran a story also, all attempts to rule the world are doomed to fail. Putin, Western governments, most notably the U.S., are trying to impose their neo-colonial order on the world, Russian Foreign Minister's Intelligence Service Chief Sergei Naryshkin claimed on Thursday during a Russian-Chinese roundtable meeting to discuss processes and structures of the modern world. In an opening statement, Naryshkin, who also heads up the Russian Historical Society, stated that the international sphere is currently going through a transformation as many countries are embarking on the path of sovereign development and are relying on their own cultural heritage and tradition. However, a small group of Western countries is standing in the way. Western liberal totalitarian regimes, which have essentially usurped the right to decide the vector of humanity's development and have imposed their own neo-colonial world order, Naryshkin said. So, you know, some of the information, like I've said before, I love to read what Putin actually says in some of these speeches because they'll never cover that in mainstream media in America, because we're learning that more and more of his view of reality is spot on with the reality of the decadence and immorality and corruption of the U.S. government of the United States. We're out of time. When they come for you, go give them lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.